Praise the Lord, we have this wonderful privilege, we can come together to worship our Lord together.
感谢主，因为我们都有这样的恩典，也这样的特权，我们早上能够在一起敬拜神。
Today we want to continue to meditate the Word of God.
我们早上来继续的来思想神的话语。
Shall we open our Bible to Book of Ezra?
请我们大家打开以斯拉记。
Book of Ezra chapter 3.
我们看以斯拉记的第三章。
Chapter 3, let's read the first three verses.
我们先来读前三节，以斯拉记的第三章的第一到三节。
We'll read just in English, and the next portion I will ask the Mandarin to read it.
我们先用英文来读。
Now when the seventh month came, and the sons of Israel were in cities, the people gathered together as one man to Jerusalem. Then Jeshua, the son of Jehozadak, and his brothers, the priests, and Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and his brothers, arose and built an altar to the God of Israel to offer burnt offerings on it, as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God. So they set up the altar on its foundation, for they were terrified because of the people of the lands, and they offered burnt offerings on it to the Lord, burnt offering morning and evening. The next scripture we will read, verse 10 through 13.
我们下面还是来看以斯拉记的第三章的第十节到第十三节。
Ask the Mandarin to read it.
我们用中文一起来读以斯拉记第三章的十节到第十三节。我们中文请。匠人立耶和华殿根基的时候，祭司揭穿礼服吹号，亚萨的子孙立位人敲拔，照大以色列人大卫所定的例，都站着赞美耶和华，他们彼此唱和赞美称谢耶和华，说他本为善，他向以色列人永发慈爱。他们赞美耶和华的时候，众人大声呼喊，因耶和华殿的根基已经立定。然而有许多祭司、立位人、族长，就是见过旧殿的老年人，现在亲眼看见立这殿的根基，便大声哭嚎，也有许多人大声欢呼，甚至百姓不能分辨欢呼的声音和哭嚎的声音，因为众人大声呼喊，声音听到远处。
OK, let's turn to Leviticus chapter 1.
我们翻开利未记的第一章。
Leviticus chapter 1.We'll take turn to finish from verse 1 through verse 9.
我们第一到第我们第一到第九节轮着来读。
First in English and then the Chinese.
先用英文，然后中文。
The Lord called Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting, saying,
你晓谕以色列人说，你们中间若有人献供物给耶和华，要从牛群、羊群中献牲畜为供物。
If he offers burnt offerings from the herd, he shall offer it a male without defect. He shall offer it at the doorway of the tent of meeting, and he may be accepted before the Lord.
他要按手在燔祭牲的头上，燔祭便蒙悦纳，为他赎罪。
He shall slay the young bull before the Lord, and Aaron's sons of priests shall offer up the blood and sprinkle the blood around the altar that is at the doorway of the tent of meeting.
那人要剥去燔祭牲的皮，把燔祭牲切成筷子。
The sons of Aaron, the priests, shall put fire on the altar and arrange wood on the fire.
亚伦子孙做祭司的要把肉块和头并脂油摆在坛上火的柴上。
It's entailed, however, that its legs he shall wash with water, and the priest shall offer up in smoke all of it on the altar for a burnt offering, an offering by fire of a soothing aroma to the Lord. Okay. I think we will read the scripture right here now. Let me review what has been shared on previous Sundays.
我们先来把以前讲过的几次，我们先把它复习一下。
We are focusing on the last period of Israel's history in the Bible.
我们以前讲过的是，我们现在这一段都是在着重在以色列历史上面的最后一段时期。
This period called the period of recovery.
这一段的时期被称为恢复的时期。
That means when they were in Babylon, and now after 70 years, according to God's proclamation, they can come back to Jerusalem, rebuild the city, rebuild the temple.
因为他们是被掳到巴比伦70年后，神向他们宣告说，现在他们可以回到耶路撒冷，他们要来重建神的殿，重建神的城。
And this last stage carry a very important spiritual significance.
这段恢复的时期在属灵上面是有非常重要意义的。
Why?
为什么这样讲？
Why Lord, judge Israel through the hands of the king of Babylon, destroy the whole country, burn the temple,And scatter these people away.
为什么神要借着尼布甲尼撒王的手来审判以色列人，来把他们的国摧毁，把他们的人四散，把圣殿都烧毁？
That was not an accident.
所有这一切事情的发生并不是一个意外，不是一个偶然。
Actually, it was long time ago prophesied by their forefathers.
而所有这一切的发生是在很久以前，以色列人的他们先祖们已经有人这样预言了。
Through the prophet of Moses,
在摩西时代就有这样的预言。
If you go to Deuteronomy, you will see, in that book, Moses already forecast one day, if you don't serve the Lord with all your heart, with all your might, you serve the idol, you will be scattered away from this promised land.
就是在摩西的时代，在生命记里面，摩西已经讲到，如果有一天你们不来尽心的敬意来侍奉耶和华，那么你们就要被摧毁，就要被四散。
In Moses' prophecy, he enlists all the details what you will do and what you will encounter face in the future.
就在生命记里面，摩西详细的向以色列人列举了他们什么是他们应当做的，什么是他们不应当做的。
If you are not willing to serve God voluntarily, now you will be serving a Gentile king.
如果你们不愿意尽心的来侍奉耶和华，那么你们就必定要去侍奉那外邦的王。
But through God's mercy,
但是神仍然对以色列人有恩典。
You will come back.
就是对他们说，有一天神要把他们带回来。
Not because your righteousness,
不单单这并不是因为以色列人他们有什么义。
But because God's mercy and His promise to your forefather, Abraham,
因为神做这一切的事情是因着神的恩典，是因着他对亚伯拉罕的应许。
Because in that covenant with Abraham, God told Abraham, your seed.Will be the blessing for the whole earth.
因为神在那里已经应许亚伯拉罕，是说有一日你的后裔，你的那一位后裔，他要成为万国的祝福。
And also through other prophets prophesied that this seed cannot be born in any place in this world, but only one place.
但是圣经里面其他的先知书也已经讲到，这一位亚伯拉罕的后裔，他不能够出于其他的地方，他只能按照先知的预言，要出生于一个特定的地方。
That place is in Palestine.
这一个地方就是现今的巴勒斯坦。
In this promised land，
就是在神所给以色列人的应许之地。
And now all the Israel people they are in captivity in Babylon。
但是现在所有的以色列人，他们已经被掳到巴比伦去了。
If they don't go back, then this promised seed will not be fulfilled. One day this seed will come.
除非他们回到巴勒斯坦这个地方，否则的话，神的应许就没有办法能够实现。
So in God's sovereignty, He stirred up a king. His name is Cyrus.
所以出于神的主权，他就激动当时的王，是古列王的心。
He issued a decree，
使得古列王能够发出这样的一个宣告
：That whoever is willing to go back, you can go。
所以，只要是谁有心愿意回到耶路撒冷那个地方，你就可以回去。
So in this decree, among the two million Jewish people, 50,000 answered the call。
所以因着古列王的这一个宣告，在当时的被掳的差不多有200万犹太人那里，有差不多5万人他们愿意回去。
That's about 2% of the population.
在整个当时的总犹太人人口当中，差不多只占到 2%。
Very small amount.
这是一个很小的数目。
They are willing to sacrifice everything.
但是这一个很小的数目的人，他们是愿意为神奉献的。
For instance, like this leader, Zerubbabel,
比如说像这些人他们当中的领袖名字叫所罗巴伯。
He's the grandson of the last king of Judah.
他是犹大王国的最后一个王的孙子。
God stirred his heart.
因着神在他心里边激动他的心。
Originally he lives in a palace.
虽然他在巴比伦被掳的时候，他仍然住在王宫里面。
He has great relationship with the king and all the people who serve the king.
而虽然他对王宫里的一切的人，所有一切的这些王宫里的一切的人，他都非常的熟悉。
I believe he knew Daniel.
我相信他是认识当时的宰相，但以理的。
Daniel was the prime minister.
因为但以理在当时的 是做宰相。
And Daniel must share a lot of God's word and his vision with this young man.
我相信但以理一定是对这所罗巴伯这一个人，这一个年轻人，把他心里的很多的负担，关于神的他从神那里领受来的意象和负担来分享给这位年轻人。
And in the same time, there God raised up another prophet. His name was Ezekiel. He was by the river of Gabaru, that's the river's canal.
在当时神也兴起了另外一位先知，他的名字叫以西结，是在被掳之地的加巴鲁河边。
He saw the vision too.
以西结也看到了同样的一个意象。
So all these God's servants reveal what God's heart was at that time.
这些神的仆人们，他们把神的心里面的心意把神显明出来。
So,Among this Israel population, few of them, 2% of the population, respond to the message, to the vision.
但在所有这些被掳的以色列人当中，只有很少的一部分，2%左右的人来对神的这一个意象，神的这一个他的心意里面有一个回应。
They forsake their comfortable surroundings.
他们舍弃了。当时人认为他舍弃了当时他们的舒适的环境。
Their business, their success, whatever they have accumulated in these 70 years.
无论在过去的70年当中，他们所拥有的一切，他们都把它舍弃了，他们的事业，他们的生意，他们的一切。
They walk out.
他们愿意离开。
What's ahead of them actually was nothing.
但是他们所要去的那个地方，当时是一无所有
，ruin, danger, and no future，
一片荒场，危险，并且没有什么，在世人看来是没有什么希望。
But just because God's calling，
但是这一切是只是因着神在他们心里面有一个呼召。
In their heart, they evaluate what is the meaning of my life。
神的这一个呼召在他们的心里面有一个不可，有一个非常重大的一个意义。
If I live for myself, I better stay in Babylon.
如果他们是为自己活的话，他们当然是要留在巴勒斯坦，留在巴比伦这个地方。
If I want to pursue my agenda, I better stay here.
如果他们是要为自己活，为自己的利益活的话，那么他们最好就留在原地。
But if I want to have a meaningful life in the sight of our God, our forefathers' God,
如果他，但是如果我他们的心里是说，如果我们的生命要对于神有意义的话，就是对于我们先祖所敬拜的神有意义的话
，I want to satisfy His will，
我们就必须要来满足神的心意。
So this small group of people under the leadership of Zerubbabel, they march out。
所以这很小的这一批人，他们在所罗巴伯的带领下面，他们就开始了走出来。
This is the second Exodus.Of the Jewish history.
所以在犹太人的历史上，有人称为这个是叫第二次的出埃及。
The first exit from the Egypt.
第一次他们的出走是离开埃及。
The second exit, it was from Babylon.
第二次的出走就是他们要离开巴比伦。
So, this tells us in today's New Testament sense.
如果我们把这些事情从新约的角度来看的话
，For Christian, we have these two challenges.
对于每个基督徒，我们都面临两种挑战。
Egypt represents the world.
埃及对我们来讲是相当于代表的世界。
God will call His people out of this world.
神带领以色列人出埃及，就是带领我们出离世界。
It is the material world, the prosperity, the corruption of the world. God says, "Come out."
要脱离世界的这些世界的脱离这个物质的世界。
Then, what is this Babylon represent?
但巴比伦这个要出离是出走，是脱离的是什么？
If you go to the vision of Ezekiel, which I share on each Tuesday night,
我们每个礼拜二晚上的时候，我们在讲到以西结书，在那里我们知道以西结他现在意象是表示的。
God gave him 7 visions.
神前后一共给以西结有七次意象。
In the 4th vision,
在第四个意象里面
，God revealed.Why? What is the reason God destroyed the temple, destroyed this whole city, and exiled all these people out to Babylon?
神告诉以西结，到底是什么原因神离开以色列，而且是把整个这个耶路撒冷城圣殿都被毁。
What was the reason?
这个原因到底是什么？
In that vision, God revealed the real reason.
在给以西的这个第四个意象里面，神把那这一切的背后的原因都告诉以西结。
God took him from Babylon to Jerusalem.
在意象里面，神把以西结从巴比伦带到了耶路撒冷城。
Took him into the temple.
把他带到了圣殿里面。
He saw, for the common people, please don't call, make a phone call, go outside.I'm sorry. For the Israel, they are coming into the temple to worship God, outwardly speaking.
从外表上看，以色列人他们是来到圣殿要来侍奉神、敬拜神。
But beside the altar, there is idol.
但是就是在那个祭坛的边上，他们那里有立了偶像。
And then go in the inner court, inner house.
如果我们在他看到圣殿的内院里面，
He saw those leaders, the elders.
他看到了以色列当人的长老们。
They are serving those imaginary idols in their mind.
那些长老们，他们在那里侍奉他们脑子里面的那些偶像。
And then go outer court, he saw the women worshiping an goddess, the idol.
他们到了外院，又看见妇女们那里为一些塔摩斯在那里哭泣。
And go led them into another place to see the priest. They are worshiping the sun.
在另外一个地方，神又让以西结看到，就是那些祭司们，他们在那里拜日头，拜月亮。
So, in other words, from top to bottom, everyone in the name of serving God.
换一句话说，就是从上到下，每一个人都是表面上是侍奉神的名义。
They all come to this house of God in the temple.
我们来到圣殿里面好像是要侍奉神的。
But actually, everyone is serving their own idol.
但是每一个人心里面他们都在那里服侍他们自己的偶像。
So, the whole problem for the Israel,
所以对整个以色列人的
Wait a minute. For the whole problem of Israel is this idolized religion.
所以对整个以色列人来，对以色列民族来讲，他们所侍奉的就是这个偶像化的一个宗教。
It is summarized in the seventh chapter of Acts, which was a message by Stephen.
所以整个这一切，我们如果看新约里面《使徒行传》第七章的话，斯提凡就把这一切都讲得非常清楚。
That's the summation of God's accusation on God's people.
在那里面神就讲得非常清楚，神对于神在那里责备所有那些 认为责备那些自称是属神的人。
What does it mean an idolized religion?
那么偶像化的宗教是什么意思呢？
This means self-centered worship.
偶像化的宗教就是以自己为中心的一个宗教。
Idol is, the meaning of idol is projection of what you want.
这个偶像实际上只是人心里面所要的。
If you want money, you project there's money God.
如果要钱的话，那么他们就来侍奉敬拜这一个金钱的神。
If you like long life, you have longevity God.
如果要长命的话，那么他就去拜那些长寿的神。
You like to have a high position, then you have a God of royalty.
如果你要是想要升官的话，那么就去拜那些升官的。
So everyone project their wish to this god,
to
this idol.
所以所有这些是偶像化宗教的人，他们把他们心里面的愿望，把它投射成为这他们所敬拜的神。
But Jehovah God, who is the creator of the universe of every human being,
但是耶和华神。他是造天地宇宙万物的神，他是造人的神。
When he revealed himself to the Israel,
当他把他自己向以色列人显明的时候，
God gave them ten commandments.
神把十诫赐给他们。
In the first two commandments, state very clearly,
但是就是在这十诫里面，头两诫已经讲得非常清楚。
He is the true God.
他说他是耶和华神，是唯一的神，是唯一的真神。
You cannot carve any image.To worship.
你不能够造任何的偶像。
But 40 days later, after they received the Ten Commandments,
但就是在以色列人接受了神所给他们的十诫之后40天，
Aaron, the high priest, mold a golden calf.
当时的大祭司亚伦就做了一个金牛犊。
What's the name of that golden calf?
那个金牛犊的名字叫什么呢？
Jehovah.
金牛犊的名字。那个偶像的名字就是叫耶和华。
So that illustrates the spirit of worshipping idol. What does it mean?
这个就正说明了什么叫偶像的崇拜。
People don't want to worship true God, but they want to worship an idol God.
人心里面不愿意敬拜真神，但是却愿意敬拜一个偶像的神。
Because if you worship true God, that means He is the Lord, you are the servant.
因为如果我们真敬拜真神的话，那么真神，神就是神，我们就 只能是神的仆人。
Servants serve the master.
仆人就是来服侍主人。
Satisfy his purpose.
是一切是以主人的心意为心意。
But if you serve this idol God,
但如果我们是来拜偶像神的话，
Who is master? Who is servant?
那么谁是真正的主人呢？谁是真正的仆人呢？
I am the master. He is the servant.
人自己就是那个真正的主人，而那个偶像只是仆人。
You just tell him what you want.
是人告诉偶像人所要的。
That's called idolized religion.
所有这一切，这个就是那个偶像的宗教里的真理。
That is the issue God has with humankind.
所有这一切就是神对人心里面要解决的最大的问题。
It doesn't matter you are Israel or you are Gentile. We are all in the same boat.
其实无论你是外邦人还是犹太人，对于人来讲这都是一样的。
We are too smart.
我们人都是很聪明。
We don't want a God you listen to him.
我们都不愿意要一个我们必须要来听从的神。
We want a God listen to me.
我们却宁愿要一个神是来听从我们。
Agree?
这就是事实。
That's the truth.
这就是一个事实。
Our God cannot settle with that kind of worship.
所以真神耶和华却不绝对不会允许人以这样的心态来敬拜他。
My brother just in the beginning said they are studying what's the meaning of worship.
我们的弟兄刚刚在讲过，他们正在来讨论到底是敬拜的意义是什么。
He told us Jesus in Gospel of John told us he is looking for true worshipper.
约翰福音里面主耶稣告诉我们说，他是在那里寻找用心灵和诚实敬拜他的人。
So God can only accept the worship based on truth, based on the spirit, not based on our imagination.
神只能够接受那些用心灵和诚实对他的敬拜。
真理真理真理真理 truth 真理、
哦、用对用圣灵 用
Spirit and truth,
用真理和圣灵对他的敬拜，而不是出于人自己的敬拜。
We worship a God based on each one's imagination.
但是我们却常常敬拜神是出于我们自己的想象。
We think God is this way. We think God is that way. Each one has their own version.
我们认为神是这样，或者是那样，因为我们自己的想象不一样，我们对神的理解，我们对神的投射也不一样。
That's religion.
这个就是出于人的宗教。
But this is what being rejected by God.
但是这个却不被神悦纳。
All right. Now, Zerubbabel, through it all, lead these 50,000 people, forsake everything, go march 5 months from Babylon all the way to.Jerusalem.
但是所罗巴伯所带领的这些人，他们却有不同的看见，所以他们能够抛弃他们所有的一切，他们步行差不多要有5个多月，从巴比伦这个地方一直走回到耶路撒冷。
Can you imagine you walk 5 months?
如果我们想一想，我们自己真是徒步步行5个月。
Any of you willing to do this?
我们有没有人愿意这样做
？To worship God.
只是为了一个目的，就是要来敬拜神，愿意来这样做。
Oh, today, when you have a meeting, if 1 hour away from your house, you are very reluctant.
但是很不幸，如果现在如果我们有什么聚会的话，如果离家里有1个小时的路程，我们就也许不太愿意会去。
Right, it was too far away.
我们也许会觉得那太远。
But for these bunch of people, they walk 5 months.
但是对于所罗巴伯所带领的这些人，他们却愿意徒步5个月。
They pay a huge price.
我们看他们是他们是付出了很大的代价。
They bring everything they can bring with them, include the cattle and sheep.
他们把他们所能够带的都带上了，包括他们要献祭的祭物，这些牛和羊他们都带上了。
And on the course of traveling, there were a lot of danger.
在他们旅行的这5个多月里的一路上面，有许多各种各样的危险。
No I-90.
那时候并没有高速公路。
It's jungle.
那一切就是都是在荒野里面。
What motivated them?
但是他们里面到底有一个什么东西在激励他们
？Think.
我们要来思想。
They pay the price, no matter the cost, whatever the cost is.
到底是什么激励他们，使他们能够愿意来付这样的代价？
Okay.
就是无论什么，他们都愿意摆上的。
This is a glorious page of the last stage of Israel history.
他们的这一个心智是以色列人恢复时期里面的一个最荣耀的时刻。
All right, what did they do after they arrived in Jerusalem?
我们现在来看一看他们到了耶路撒冷以后他们是怎样来做的。
Two things.
他们做了两件事。
In the process of recovery, there are two basic elements God wants to get.
在恢复时期里面有两件事情是最主要的，神要得到的。
Even before they build the temple, God wants them to have two things.
有两件事情神要在他们当中，在他们身上看见，就是在他们建圣殿之前这两件事情。
We read those two scriptures in the first one and the second one in the beginning.
我们刚刚已经把圣经都读过了。
What is the first thing God wants to recover?
第一件事情神愿意在这些人回归的人身上看到的是什么？
The first thing is altar.
第一件事情就是那个圣殿，就是那个祭坛。
You will say, hey, altar, in Babylon, you can find altar too.
也许我们当中有人会说，祭坛的话其实并没有什么了不起，在巴比伦到处的都有献祭的祭坛。
And for the Israelites, they used to build all kinds of altar on the hill, by the riverside, everywhere they build altars.
但是对以色列人来讲，祭坛对他们也并不陌生。他们以前也就是在各处，在高山上，这青翠的树下面，他们到处有祭坛。
But no, that's not what God wants.
但是那些祭坛却不是神所要的。
In the law, God said, "You can only build one altar and offer sacrifice to me on the whole globe."
在律法里面，神已经讲得很清楚。在世界上的所有的这个地方，只能有一个地方可以以色列人在那里建祭坛，献祭给神。
That is where the temple is.
这个地方就是神的圣殿的所在。
So when they come back, you will find the first thing in verse 2, he said, they arise and build an altar of God.
所以我们刚才读到的以斯拉记第三章的第二节那里说，他们众人都起来建筑以色列神的坛。
And verse 3, they set up the altar on its foundation.
在第三节那里说，他们在原有的根基上筑坛。
So they have to find the original foundation in order to build the altar.
所以要筑坛的话，他们必须要先找到那原有的根基。
Okay, what's the significance of the original foundation.
那么对我们今天来讲，这个原有的根基到底是什么意思？
Then you have to go back to the beginning.
这样原有的，要找原有的根基的话，我们就必须要回到那起初。
Who was the first person build an altar on this foundation?
在这个原有的根基上的第一个坛是谁建的？
Remember?
我们大家记得不记得？
Who was the first person?Build an altar on this foundation.
谁是第一个人在这个根基上面建坛的？
If you open 2 Samuel, the last chapter, chapter 24.
如果我们来看撒母耳下的话，24章。
You will find the 2 Samuel chapter 24 with a very sad story.
撒母耳记下24章讲到的事情是一个很悲哀的事情。
Why I say it's sad? Because in one terrible sin committed by King David, 70,000 people was killed.
为什么这是一个悲哀？是因为大卫王犯了一个罪，因着他的这个罪，就导致了以色列人当中有70,000人死。
For his vain glory, he wants to have a censor.
他只是为了他自己的荣耀，所以他要在以色列人当中数点众民。
So that he will puff up his ego.
因着他可以数点众民的话，他使得他可以满足他自己的虚荣心。
God will not allow that.
但是神是不许可见的。
So anyway, when God sent a prophet to rebuke King David, King David said, I sin, I want to repent.
当神派先知来责备大卫王的时候，大卫王在那里认罪悔改。
So he said, I'd rather fall into the hand of the merciful God. I don't want to fall into the hand of Gentiles.
他说我宁愿落在耶和华的手里面，因为神是有怜悯的。
Okay. So for that situation, David came to a place.
是因着这一个，所有这一切的事情，大卫就来到了一个地方。
What was the place?
这个地方是什么呢？
It's a threshing hall floor.
就是一个打谷场。
Belongs to a Jebusite. His name is Arnon.
这个打谷场是属于耶布斯人亚劳拿的。 铁牢拿的。
He saw the angel there.
因为在这个地方，大卫王在那里看见神的天使。
And if you read, verse 18,
如果我们来读第十八节的话
，you will find that in this verse, when he saw the angel,
我们就会看见在这一节里面讲到，当大卫王看见天使的时候
，he knew he has to.Build an altar of atonement.
他就知道他必须要盖一个坛，来使得他的罪能够得到洁净。
So that this curse of God can be, over.
使得神对以色列的咒诅能够除去。
So he built an altar there.
所以他就在这个地方，他就建了一个坛。
What's so, important about this place?
那么这个地方这个河场这个打谷场它到底它的重要性是什么
Two things
有两个方面
According to the history tells us
一方面历史告诉我们
The first person build the altar here was their forefather Abraham
历史告诉我们在亚拉拉河场这个地方这前面历史上面还曾经有过一个祭坛这就是亚伯拉罕
A very moving scene happened here
因为有一个很感动的有一幕曾经在这里发生
Abraham offer his son Isaac right here
就是在这个地方亚伯拉罕把他的儿子以撒献上
Through this offering God blessed him and all his descendants
是因着亚伯拉罕的这一个献祭神就祝福他并且神说要祝福他的后代
God said You did not withhold your only son from me
因为神说你并没有留下你的儿子不给我
So this place should be remembered
所以神就纪念这个地方
Later on
所以后来
You see this threshing floor David purchased it This Jebusite want to give it free to him David said no I have to purchase
亚拉拿要把这个地方无偿的给送给大卫王但大卫王说不行说我一定要付足价来买这个
I cannot offer God anything free No
他说我不能够用白得之物来给神献给神
I have to buy it
我必须要付足价
So he bought the threshing floor and built an altar
所以他就把这个地方买下来在这个地方建了坛
And later on this is the place the temple was erected
也就是在这个地方后来建了以色列人
so this
建了圣殿
this tells us a very important spiritual lesson
所以属灵上面这里有一个功课我们要记得
the first thing God wants us to do in this matter of worship
在敬拜这件事情上面我们要注意第一件事情
first altar on the right foundation
就是敬拜要有祭坛祭坛要在一个对的根基上
what is the foundation?This foundation is a living sacrifice.
这个祭坛所在的根基就是一个活，要献的是一个活祭。
The first person who offered is Abraham offer his only begotten son.
因为在这里所献的第一个祭物是亚伯拉罕在这里，他把他自己的儿子以撒献上。
At the age of 100,
在他一百岁的时候所得到的这个唯一的儿子他就把他献上
He withhold nothing from God
所以在神眼里看亚伯拉罕实在是他没有留下任何东西他不给神
It's a total sacrifice
这是他是一个完全的牺牲
That is the foundation
这一个献祭是合神喜悦的
David repent his sin
所以在这个根基上面一个讨神喜悦的根基上面是在这个上建祭坛第二点就是大卫在这个地方他是悔改的
In other words when we come to the Lord when we come to the house of God we have to repent for our sin
也就是说当我们来到神的面前献祭的时候来到神的家敬拜的时候我们要来认我们的罪向神悔改
Without these two elements there is no house of God
若没有一个完全的奉献若没有一个悔改的话神殿的根基也就不存在
Without these two elements then everything become ritual become tradition
没有一个完全的奉献没有一个悔改的话那么在神面前一切的侍奉也都是只是一个外表的侍奉
For 400 years after the temple was built
圣殿建了之后的400年
People just do this as a routine, day in and day out. Everything is according to the book.
以色列人已经把这个敬拜变成一种形式，变成一个每日的例行公事。
God said, "I'd rather someone close the door."
所以神就有这样的话说：“我宁愿你们有人把圣殿的门关上。
"I'd rather you take all these things out. I don't want it.
我宁愿你们把所有的祭物都拿走，我不要你们的祭物。
Because you come with your mouth, but no heart.
因为你们的口里面是说敬拜神，但你们的心却不在这里。
You are making me like an idol.
因为你们是用偶像的心思来敬拜我。
I cannot stand it.
我不能够容忍这样。
No one come with a repentant heart before me.
因为你们这些人来到面前，来到圣殿里面，没有悔改的心。
No one come with a total offering like Abraham was.
没有一个人到这里是完全奉献的，是朝着神的。
You give me lip service.
你们所带来的也只是嘴唇上的侍奉。
I will take you, move you from Jerusalem to Babylon.
所以我要把你们赶散，离开耶路撒冷，把你们带到巴比伦去。
So today, if you are coming back to my house, go back to the original route.
所以当所罗巴伯要带人回到耶路撒冷的时候，他们回到就一定要回到原来的根基。
Find out where you can be accepted.
首先他们要知道到底这原来的根基是什么，是因为什么他们的献祭才蒙神。
Only based on these two principles, nothing else I can accept.
若不是出于神的恩典，若不是全心的来侍奉神，来向神悔改，那一切的侍奉都不合神的心意。
So these 50,000 people, they come like one man.
所以圣经里告诉我们，这五万人，他们来到神的面前，他们如同一人。
They started again.
他们在这里重新开始。
From bottom up.
就是从这一个根基开始。
This is more or less like your window experience. Sometimes you have to push everything out, start again.
就好像我们在家里面要重新装一个软件的话，我们要把所有一些东西通通清除掉，要从头开始。
Start again. Start all over.
就是要从头开始。
Because so many things already contaminated, the whole system corrupted.
因为我们所学到的很多东西都只是一个形式，这些东西都扭曲了我们对神的一个认识。
Brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
，For the church history from Jesus until now, 2,000 years roughly.
从耶稣基督的时代到现在，差不多有2000年，教会的历史一直都是在这样的告诉我们。
Too many contaminations.
有太多的出于人的东西在这里污秽了神。
Too many things already different from the original.
有太多的出于人的东西已经把我们的思路都离开了神所给我们起初的定义。
Like a few Sundays ago, I said, the first person announced Christianity is in Babylon was by the mouth of Martin Luther.500 years ago.
差不多500年以前的时候，马丁路德他讲到 I didn't catch it.
500 years ago, Martin Luther already stated there's a Christianity already in captivity in Babylon.
500年以前，马丁路德改教的马丁路德他就已经说过，基督教实际上是已经一个像在巴比伦那样的一个偶像的宗教了。
And in 19th century, the brethren, one of the leader, his name is D.M. Darby, he said the same thing.
19世纪的时候有一个弟兄叫 Darby 弟兄，他带领的是弟兄会这个运动，他也说了同样的话。
Although God has recovered the truth from Martin Luther all the way in these 500 years.
是的，从马丁路德时代到现在，神不断地把他的在圣经上的真理不断地在恢复。
But,Many things still deteriorate. God react and man deteriorate. God react, man deteriorate.
但是每当神有一个恢复的时候，人下面就人的堕落就跟着就要来。
So that's the challenge each generation has to face.
所以对每一个世代的人，每一个人，我们自己都要面对这样一个挑战。
And in each challenge, it is always true. This.People who are stirred up by God, they will go back to the original foundation.
但是我们也看到，当每一次神兴起、神恢复的时候，那些被神兴起、恢复的人，他们都会回到那个起初的根基。
If you miss the original foundation, everything you have is tradition, is ritual, is dead, no life.
因为如果不能够回到那起初的根基的话，那一切就仍然只是死的，只是形式。
It was true in the Old Testament time. It is still true in the New Testament time.
旧约时代这是真实的，在新约时代这是同样。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
，What Zerubbabel is doing, it sounds like an old history, but actually, in spiritual principle, it is valid today to us, every one of us.
当我们读旧约以斯拉记的时候，我们可能以为以所罗巴伯做的是历史上很多年以前的事情，但是事实上这里面有一个真实的实际，对你对我今天都是非常实际的。
He is a man of vision, but his vision was not dramatic.
所罗巴伯他是一个有神意象的人，但是他所领受的意象并不是那一个非好像一个特别的一个经历。
He didn't have dramatic vision like Daniel, like Ezekiel.
圣经里面并没有告诉我们他是领受到了一些像以西结或但以理领受的意象那样的一个方式。
But he was humble enough to receive God's servant told him.
但是他里面却是这样的一个谦卑，他愿意领受但以理或以西结对他所讲的。
So through the word of prophet, his spirit gets stirred up.
是因着他读圣经的话语，读到先知的预言，他人的心受圣灵的激动。
Not only himself gets stirred up, his contemporary, some of them get stirred up too.
在他所在的那个时代，不单单他自己被神的话语激励，神也兴起了其他的人。
Through the vision, here comes the mission.
是因着神的话语，因着神的意象，所有这一批人，他们就来。
They took action.
他们就来，而且
follow the Lord no matter the cost.
他们就根据神对他们心里面的所激动，他们就来有一个行动。
And then you will look at the church history, you will find wave after wave, the same thing happened all over.
所以我们从教会历史上看到，神是在一直不停的做这样的恢复的工作。
So brothers and sisters, especially our young people here today.
所以弟兄姐妹们，尤其是我们当中的这些年轻人。
Zerubbabel at that time, I believe, is around 30.
我相信当所罗巴伯他离开巴比伦回到耶路撒冷的时候，他也差不多只是30岁的年纪。
God used him.
但神却用这样的年轻人。
All those people from old to young, they were answering God's calling.
所有这些回到耶路撒冷的人，有年轻的也有年长的，他们都是一个心思要来回应神的呼召。
They first built the altar and then they built the foundation.Lay the foundation.
所以我们看到，他们恢复了祭坛，然后他们就恢复了圣殿的根基。
What does it mean, the foundation?
那么圣殿的根基的意义是什么？
In Isaiah 28:16,
以赛亚书的28:16告诉我们，
Therefore, thus says the Lord, Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a tested stone, a costly cornerstone for the foundation.Firmly placed, he who believes in it will not be disturbed. Isaiah 28:16.
以赛亚书28:16，在这里说，所以主耶和华如此说：看哪，我在锡安放一块石头作为根基，是试验过的石头，是稳固根基、宝贵的房角石，信靠的人必不着急。
So it was prophesied by.This prophet Isaiah, one day God will lay a true cornerstone, a foundation.
所以以赛亚在这里面做了一个预言，就是有一天神要在锡安这个地方，在这一个地方神要立一个根基。
So now, what is this foundation in New Testament sense?
我们来看新约里面这个根基到底是什么意思。
First Corinthians chapter 3:11.
我们来看哥林多前书的第3:11.
1 Corinthians chapter 3:11 says,
哥林多前书的第三章的十一节说，
For no one can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
因为在那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
So this precious foundation, precious cornerstone,is Jesus Christ himself only.
所以我们看见那一个宝贵的房角石就是耶稣基督自己。
So the house of God, everything builds upon this foundation.
所以就神的家来讲，一切的事情建造都是在耶稣基督这个根基上面。
Remember in chapter 16 Matthew Gospel.
我们都晓得马太福音16章那里曾经有过这样的话，对啊，对话。
Jesus first asked the disciple, "You say, who am I?"
耶稣那里问他的门徒说，你们说我是谁？
And Peter answered,
彼得有一个很好的答复。
You are the Christ, the Son of God.
你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And Jesus immediately responded to Peter's answer. He said,Simon Peter, the son of Barjona.
耶稣马上对彼得的这样一个答复有一个评价，就说西门巴约拿，
You are blessed.
你是有福的。
Because this is not revealed to you by flesh and blood.
因为你所得到的这个启示并不是出于人的。
It is by my Father in heaven.
是我在天上的父启示你的。
And then Jesus made a very important declaration.
紧接着耶稣就做了这样一个宣告。
Jesus said, I will build what? My church on this rock.
我要把我的教会建立在这根基上，这个石头上。
Guess what Jesus was saying? What is the foundation or what is the rock?
耶稣在这里所说的这个石头，这个根基到底是什么呢？
What is the foundation of this house of Jesus will build?
耶稣基督在这里要建的这个房子，它的根基。
I will build my church.
他说我要把我的教会建立在这个根基上面。
Catholic says as Pope Peter, the first Peter.
天主教说这个根基就这个石头就是那个第一个教皇就是彼得。
If that's the case.
如果真的是这个情况的话。
10 seconds later, Jesus said, Satan, get thee behind me.
因为紧接着后面几句话我们就晓得主耶稣对彼得是这样讲，说你离退到我后面去，撒旦退到我后面去。
How can the foundation be like Peter? One second has a revelation from God, second, 10 seconds later, he become a Satan, get thee behind me.
所以我们知道这个根基是彼得的话是不可能的，因为 几秒钟以后神就在那里责备彼得。
Cannot be Peter.
所以这个根基不可能是彼得。
He is flesh and blood just like you and me.
因为像你我一样，我们都是一个肉，都是一个人。
The only tested cornerstone is Jesus Christ himself.
唯一的经过试验的那房角石。
So that's the foundation.
只能是耶稣。
So this simply tells us, when you come to this matter of house of God,
这就告诉我们，当我们来到神的家的时候，或我们的来思想神家这件事情的时候，
When you want to rebuild the temple,
当我们要想到我们要来重建神的殿的时候，
God will take nothing but Jesus Christ himself only.
出于人的一切都不算数，只能是出于神的。
But through human history you will see human being will bring in many things to add on or subtract from this rock.
所以我们但是从教会历史或从人的历史上面，我们看到人由人带来许许多多各样的东西，要把它加在这个根基，加在教神所说的这个教会根基上面。
That's called contamination.
所有人带来的这些东西都是一个污秽。
That's called virus.
或者说都是一个病毒。
That will destroy the whole church.
所有人所带来的这些掺杂。都对教会是一个毁坏。
A little yeast,
就像一点面酵
will puff up the whole loaf,
就能够使全团都发起来。
That's what Jesus told us.
所以耶稣用这样的比喻来讲。
So today, many, many so-called churches already puff up.
是由许我们所看到的很多都是这些发起来的教会。
Become so big,
他们是这样的大，这样的彰显。
Become a big tree,
他们却彰显成为一棵大树。
That's not what Jesus wants.
但这个却不是出于神的心。
That's what we want.
但这种彰显是人所要的。
We like things big.
因为人要一切的是外面显明的。
A lot of money.
是要外面要有钱。
A lot of prestige.
要有名。
A lot of status.
要看着要有地位。
That will puff us up.
所以人所要的是显明的。
That's not Jesus Christ.
但主所要的不是这个。
Come back to the foundation.
所以我们要来想，思想 神所说的根基是什么。
So when they build the second temple,
所以当我人当所罗巴伯他们回来第二次重建圣殿
It was so small.
他们建的第二个圣殿是
Even their own eyes, they said, oh, this is nothing compared to the first one. Let me tell you, the old man said, I used to see the old temple.
那些见过圣殿的见过原来圣殿的那些年老的人
in comparison
跟这个以前所见到的圣殿相比来讲他们现在的这个根基实在是太小了
use today's term this little potato
像现在人讲就是我们认为是这个实在是微不足道
nothing to brag about
是我们不能够以它来夸口
but God says this is precious to me
但是神的话是说这是一个宝贵的房角石
I am extremely jealous for this
他说我为西安心里极其火热
So it doesn't matter the size
所以不在乎人所看的到底有
It only matters the reality
只在乎我们里面有没有合神的心
If there is no love If you have a big house What's the value of it
如果没有对神的爱的话这样一个大的房子这样一个大的殿又有什么意义
You can let itburn down, let it tear down. Jesus said, I don't care.
神宁愿这些东西都被烧毁。
But the love, the first love is what God is looking for.
神在我们当中所寻找的就是那起初的爱，对他的爱也只单单是对他的。
So I wish this message can stir up our heart.
我相信今天所讲的能够对我们弟兄姐妹心里面能够有所激励。
If we really mean it, Maranatha, Lord coming back,
如果我们刚刚唱诗的时候我们心里面真的是这样想说主啊愿你快来
Let's examine Do we have the altar?
我们就要来自己检验看我们有没有建立这个祭坛
Let's examine Are we living a real living sacrifice A true burnt offering?
就看我们所奉献的这个祭坛的根基是不是对是不是一个活祭
Burnt offering is quite of offering
一个活祭是一个相当不得了的祭
First pull off your skin
首先要剥皮
That means you lost all your face
那就说明你外表的一切的面子的事情都没有了
And then cut it up into pieces
然后还要切成筷子
That means everything inside exposed
那就说我们里面所有的一切通通都显明了
And then all the inner part has to be washed cleansed
然后就是这每一个筷子每一个里面的部分都要经过洗
and the priest has to put this all pieces together not scatter everywhere but put together like one piece
然后祭司要把这些经过切的经过洗的这些一个筷子都把它堆积在都给它拼在一起
and then put on the wood and burn it
把它拼成一个完整的一个祭牲
not once
然后放在柴上烧
not once
不单单是烧一次
In the morning, in the evening, in the morning, in the evening, never let the fire die.
是每早每晚都要献上的燔祭。
724,
这一个
24/7,
这一个祭是天天的，是每时的，是不停息的。
That's the meaning of living sacrifice.
活祭的意思就是这样。
That's the picture of this burnt offering.
这个就是燔祭的意义。
That is God required from all of us, those who are purchased by the blood.
这也是神对那些他宝血所买赎的每一个人，神对我们心里所盼望。
Please don't fool your God.
所以愿意我们实在是真的来认识神。
Let's be real to Him.
让我们来认识神的心意。
Let's really live what we mean, a true living sacrifice.
让我们里面来真实的这样子来生活。
Inside, everything is open up to God. There is nothing hide from Him.
是我们里面能够对神是一个敞开的。
We cannot live a life Sunday morning and then go from Monday to Saturday. This is our own life. That's a secretive life. No.
我们不能够只是礼拜天才献祭，而其他的礼拜一到礼拜六，我们都过一个跟神无关的日子，这是不可以的。
That's illegal.
这是不可以的。
That's phony.
这是一个虚假的。
That's not God, what God wants.
这个并不是神要在我们身上所看到的。
Be true every day.
所以我们要对神一个真真实实的心灵和诚实的敬拜是要每天的。
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your precious word.
主我们感谢你因为你的话语何等宝贵。
Because when your word opens up, we see the light.
当你的话语解开的时候，我们就看见亮光。
Lord, we ask you to open our hearts.
主，我们愿意打开我们的心。
So we can see ourselves.
使我们能够在你的眼里面看见我们自己是何等。
Open our ears. We can hear you. What you say to me today.
愿你打开我们的耳朵，使我们真的能够听见今天你要对我们所说的话。
We pray that make us real to you.
向你祷告，就是你使我们能够在你面前是一个诚诚实实。
What is true to Abraham, to David, to Zerubbabel, Lord, we pray, make it true today to us.
愿你搅动亚伯拉罕、大卫王、所罗巴伯那样的一个心思，你也来搅动我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.